6.
There's a podcast that you should be aware of, and it involves the MMA Outside the Cage podcast.
Ike Feldman and Pete Hoffman are here from the great show, as I said earlier, Outside the Cage.
Send in the UFC, the notorious Conor McGregor!
One shot is all it takes me. I bounce heads off the canvas.
And then there's Floyd Money Mayweather.
God don't make mistakes, and God only made one thing perfect, and that's my boxing record.
WFAN's Outside the Cage.
Outside the Cage.
Outside the Cage, which is growing like crazy.
This is Tyron, the Chosen One Woodley, UFC welterweight champion of the world, and you're listening to WFAN's Outside the Cage podcast.
This is Outside the Cage with your hosts, Ike Feldman and Pete Hoffman. Find us on Twitter, @_outsidethecage. He's at @Ike_CBS.
And he's, wait, it's, I'm trying to rush things. He's at the Hoff, WFAN, hasn't changed it yet, but it's fight week, baby, UFC 231.
Let's go. Huge fight that's finally going to take place. Brian Ortega versus Max Holloway. The return of Max Holloway. Blessed, as we call him. It's been a while. He was supposed to fight back in April. That didn't happen. Then he was supposed to fight again over summer. That didn't happen. Finally, we're getting this huge fight for the featherweight title.
Hopefully, he's finally surfing down the waves. Did you see that? He was actually snowboarding. I was like, dude, don't get hurt. What the hell are you doing? It's fight week. It's 2 weeks out. I don't care that you went to Toronto early to get acclimated to the temperature. Brother, what the hell are you doing? You got a fight coming up.
Listen, just as you said, just stay healthy. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened before. There was some rumors about, not rumors. He said the depression was one of those things that came up to play. Not sure if that was the cause of him missing the previous fights or if that was what led him to some dark times. Either way, take it easy. Don't go snowboarding. Just focus. You're right. 100% just focus.
Enjoy hot chocolate, at least.
And got to enjoy the hot chocolate. There's also JJ versus Shevchenko for the, I guess this is the first ever flyweight division
belt. I don't know.
Man. It was supposed to be so many different belts. This belt was up. Someone who had it at one point because they won on the Ultimate Fighter. So
and that was the title
Nico
fight, right? And she had
she
the
won
belt.
It. She got
did
it.
She hold the belt. Yeah, she had did the belt. Hold the belt. Okay.
She did.
She had gold in her possession.
Yes,
and but Dana White said,
"Well, because she couldn't fight, she couldn't hold her end up of the her end of the bargain up." So I, you know, it's just so complex with her life and her history.
I
with
see your brain, just the steam coming out, trying to think of this.
There's a lot going on right now. There's a lot going on right now. There's also the Greg Hardy announcement that he's coming and fighting, which we talked about this. He was supposed to fight once in December, and then that would lead to his ultimately signing somewhere in the UFC. But
how do you feel about this?
That all of a sudden has changed, and they're rumored to be fighting, Greg Hardy's supposed to be fighting on January 19th with Rachel Ostovich, who almost pulled out of this card versus Paige VanZant due to her husband. Husband, correct?
Believe so.
Husband, lover, whatever the case is, domestic violence towards her and broke her orbital bone, and she almost had to pull out of the card. So it's odd that that's the card, the first ESPN Plus card, and that's the one you're going to throw Greg Hardy on.
It's weird, and we'll get into more of this. We're going to have to on our live national CBS Sports Radio, 12 a.m. Eastern to 2 a.m. Eastern. The main event might be happening. We've run into that a lot with UFC 229, UFC 230. But with the Hardy situation, I don't know if the UFC is doing this for attention, like now everybody's going to pay attention to this, or if they're literally not liking the way ESPN is handling their product, and they're like, well, okay, you're going to have to pay attention now because we just threw it was official, right? He went to court and got accused of domestic violence, Hardy.
I believe so, yeah.
We're going to throw a domestic violence guy on the same card of a domestic violence victim. I don't know if they're trying to create headlines just for their own sake or they're trying to piss off the Disney company.
They're definitely making headlines, and they're definitely the talk of the town right now with this. We'll have that more over the weekend, as we said, on Saturday night, Sunday morning. But we also have a special guest join us in a few seconds. Rick Cooper, who was fighting for that $1 million in the welterweight division on the Professional Fight League, PFL, as we like to call it, on December 31st. He's going to join us next to talk about his opponent, Magomed something or another.
Kerimov.
Magomed Kerimov. And that'll be up next on Outside the Cage.
Magomed?
This is Rose Namajunas, and you're listening to WFAN's Outside the Cage podcast.
This is Outside the Cage with your host, Ike Feldman, Pete Hoffman. PFL, as we continuously say, is one of the up-and-coming promotions in MMA. We've had plenty of guests on in the past, but now we are being joined by welterweight Ray Cooper. He is fighting in the finals versus Magomed Kerimov. That is a tough name to say. Have you pronounced it? Have you figured out how to pronounce it properly? Did I do a good job?
Yeah. I didn't really say his name too much. It's kind of long.
But have you done some research on the man? Have you figured out how to beat this man for $1 million?
No, I don't really watch any film. I only watch them probably when we fight in the back and. Yeah, I really don't watch any of my opponents.
Now, is that a thing that you want to stay focused on yourself, and you know that if you have your own game plan of how you perform and know how you perform, that no one really could stop you? Or is it just you don't want to get fooled into seeing what they've done in the past, because that doesn't mean that they're always going to have the same approach?
Yeah, I'm just not a big film watcher on my opponents. I just go in there and I'm going to just try to take his head off. And that's it.
Well, it's worked, man. Seriously, throughout your PFL run, it's been fantastic. I think I feel like you've taken the least amount of damage. How do you feel going into the finals against Magomed Kerimov? Physically, I mean, you've had the fastest knockout in PFL. Most of your fights have been TKO. Jake Shields, I think he got one kick off you, and then a second later, he took his head off. How you been feeling health-wise?
I'm good. I feel good. I feel best I ever felt since I was in high school. I feel good. I train hard every day. I train to finish my guys. I don't play no point fighting game like all these other fighters. So, yeah.
No, man, we love it. And seriously, with the Hawaiian spirit, we've obviously seen in the UFC Andre Feely, who literally doesn't give a fuck. Every other word he said with us was a curse. Obviously, Max Holloway, that the end of the Ricardo Lamas fight when they threw down. Yancy Medeiros a beast. You're a beast. What is about it, man? You're calm and cool on the phone, but I don't want to stand within 10 feet of you, especially when it comes to fight night. Is it the Hawaiian spirit? Can you explain for us exactly what it is?
I really don't believe in that Hawaiian spirit of how the Hawaiians used to have different gods. I only have one god. His name is Jesus Christ. And just how I was brought up by my mom and my dad, during wrestling, I would be aggressive. My dad, he instilled a lot of confidence in our training. And I just feel confident in what I do, and I train hard every day. So, yeah, I believe in my Lord and Savior, that he gives me the strength to go in there and do what I do.
And he's done a good job by that so far. Again, being joined by Ray Cooper, fighting PFL finals this December 31st at the Hulu Theater in New York City. You know, you're young, you're 25 years old, and some of these guys that are in the PFL right now, they've been fighting, you know, for decades. But give me, you know, you're in a huge position that a lot of people have not gotten to that point yet. You know, over the years, MMA has built up, and now certain people are able to start seeing the fruit, you know, of their career and making, you know, significant strides and getting popularity and getting financial, achievements. For you, do you let that affect you at all? The fact that there is such a big payload that could potentially come your way, or is this just another day for you and you just want to continue to build and this is not the be-all, end-all?
Yeah, this is I'm just happy that the fighters getting paid what they deserve to pay. Not like in the UFC, you got to market yourself and you got to talk a load of BS to get a fight. This is a professional sport. And I think the season wise, it's awesome. And going through a season and beating everybody, working your way up the bracket, that's how you become champion. And yeah, the PFL, we're going to change the way MMA is done. This tournament style is the real way you're supposed to rank people. And it's awesome. And I love competing and competing every 6 weeks. And it puts food on the table for my family. And also, I get to compete against high-level opponents like Jake Shields. He's a tough guy. I watched him since I was a little kid when he fought my dad. And it was an honor to fight him.
You said that, you know, the PFL has the real rankings and you're ranked number one. But in my opinion, and I think a lot of the opinions, the welterweight division is one of the most exciting, probably the most stacked division across MMA. I just think it's so skilled in every promotion too. Who do you believe is the best welterweight in the world?
Right now in the world, I'd probably say George St. Pierre, and that's one of my matches that I am looking forward to, and I'm gonna get later on in the future. And but right now I'm just focusing on my championship belt with Magomed, and one day I'm gonna get to challenge George, and I'm gonna do the same thing to him like I did to Jake Shields.
Woo! Love it, brother. Again, we're being joined by Ray Cooper III. Fighting December 31st in our backyard, the Hulu Theater, MSG, fighting Magomed Kerimov. You know, you just said it on the end of your previous two answers ago, excuse me, that your father fought Jake Shields, and I believe he's 1-1 against Jake, and then you get in there, you go 2-0 against Jake. How was that leading up to that? I mean, was your father extra inspirational in your corner? Did you feel an extra, like, oomph, I want to make sure I deliver the knockout punch even more? Because, I mean, two Coopers fought a Shield. He was probably like, what the hell is going on out here? I'm seeing double vision, and you got it done in there. Was there an extra motivation to fight Jake, beat Jake, and finish Jake?
Yeah. Well, as a little kid, when you're watching him fight, you think somebody's beat up your father. So it was a little personal, but all in all, it's a sport, and you got to understand that it's a competition, and one guy wins and one guy loses. So, I was just honored to fight Jake and push myself and fight the best guys. He beat Dan Henderson. He beat Tyron Woodley, the current UFC champion. And I think he's one of the most best guys in the world. And I went in there and I took him out in the first fight in the second round and the second fight in the first round. So I think that proves something that I'm up there in the world of one of the best welterweights. So,
And it was beautiful, man. Honestly, you had the boss and Randy Couture on the broadcast just gushing over the way you did it. You ate Jake's leg kick like it was a piece of bread, and then you delivered that nice little check hook. Where's the power come from? Is it in the forearms, the shoulders, and the core? Because, I mean, you're a small guy in stature, but you're freaking built like a middle linebacker. Where does the power come from?
It comes from God. He blessed me with the talent to do what I do, and and it's just the training. We train every day. I train hard, and it's just from wrestling. I would say from always training wrestling. Your legs. I wrestled since I was 5 years old. So,
Do you recommend? Because there's been a lot of people that have said, like, you know, there's certain times that, you know, there's certain age brackets that children should start, you know, doing certain things. Wrestling is one thing, you know, but striking is a completely different thing. Like, when did you start striking?
I didn't start striking until I was, like, probably 18 or 17. My dad didn't believe in boxing at the time. It's kind of brutal on your head when you're always sparring and getting hit all the time, especially in boxing. Wrestling, you don't really... You're really not doing that. You're just working on your body, working on your muscles, your memory, your muscle memory. And yes, I think you can always learn boxing, but it's hard to learn wrestling once you get older. It's tougher. It's grueling. So you got to do it when you're young.
Again, we're being joined by Ray Cooper. You know, and it's interesting you brought up that whole boxing thing, not until you're 18. Adonis Stevenson is a Canadian boxer who's currently right now in a coma, I believe, after his most recent fight due to head damage. You know, and a lot of boxing purists say that they don't like MMA due to the multiple concussions that MMA fighters can suffer in a fight. You know, say for example, you know, you get punched standing up and then you fold down, you hit your head on the mat. But then also there's also a possibility that your fight's not over and they can, you can suffer some ground and pound. In your opinion, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. Do you agree with that statement? Do you sit there and say, look, well, boxing, you just basically focus on the head and the chest area. You know, there's more head trauma to the head just from that.
Yeah, I think that MMA is totally different. Boxing, you're doing it like all day, getting hit, and then you fight, and then you're still getting hit in the fight. And sometimes guys, they're out on their feet and they're still taking damage. And I just think that boxing is, I love boxing, but you know, you get too much of hits to the head, and I don't think it's good. But MMA, once you get dropped, you have the time to defend yourself on the ground. You can grab the leg, you can get to the guard, you can, there's so many different things in MMA to protect yourself from. I really don't agree with that.
Did you watch the Fury-Wilder fight by any chance?
No, I didn't. I had a wrestling tournament to go to, but I heard it was an awesome fight.
It was an awesome fight, but again, it's just not very surprising that it becomes a draw. Do you get bothered at all by? I mean, do you let judges affect you at all? Do you? Or is that another reason why you go in there just to finish the fight early?
Yeah, I don't want to leave it in a judge's decision. But if you do, then if you lose, that is all on you, and that's your fault. And I think you wasn't training hard enough to even go into the fight if you can't finish your guy. So that's why I train hard, and I train to take my guys out within the first round every time.
Amazing, man. It's worked out. You made it all the way to the finals. My last thing, Ray, thank you for being patient with our New York accents and our stubborn-ass questions. We really appreciate it, man. The way the broadcast said it, your wife is ride with me here. Your wife's name is Kelly, right?
Yes, my name is Kelly.
The broadcast said, according to the broadcast, I don't know if this makes sense, that she's a high school state champion or wrestler?
Yes, my wife wrestled in high school. We both went to the same high school, and she's a state champion, too.
Woo! Explain that to us, man. Like, how is it, like, behind the scenes? Are you? Now, I'm not talking about the bedroom. I'm talking about, like, do you guys want to push your kids or will push your kids? Has the being both of you martial artists, have you guys been calm in all walks of life? Take us through that, living and breathing and eating every day with a martial art as your life partner.
Yeah, it's just really, she wrestled in high school, but now she still works out and stuff, but it's awesome. I train out of my house. I have my own gym. I don't go to any other gyms. I train at home. My family, my brothers, they all wrestle. My brother's an NAIA national champion. My other brother is a regional champion in Oregon. So, yeah, it's awesome just to train my family. And my wife, maybe she want to do it later, but right now we're just focusing on our kids and their future.
Well, that's awesome to hear, Ray. Again, Ray Cooper fighting for the 170 welterweight division.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah,
a lot of money on the line on December 31st at the Hulu Theater in New York City. PFL, first ever tournament of champions, I guess you could say. And best of luck, Ray. We're looking forward to it, man.
Thank you guys so much. Aloha.
This is Cowboy, and you're listening to WFAN's Outside the Cage podcast.
Dude, again, looking forward to that. Very weird that he does, you know, very stoic. There was no break in him at all. He was not looking to, like, you know, have a little fun. He's very focused. He's focused on
which
the prize.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with that martial art style, mental style coming back. You know, Connor was the kind of Connor and Colby, that brash, loud, suit-wearing, killer on the mic kind of UFC fighter. It's kind of cool if the Damian Meyer, Lyoto Machida, or Ray Cooper style of quiet, humble, stoic guy comes back.
It's good. I mean, that's what the Rose Namajunas thing that we saw after she won, and some other fighters. Yeah, it's not a bad thing to be a little bit humble. But you do like the controversy at times. You do like the... It's funny. Conor McGregor, for what it's worth, 90% of the time, he's funny and it's entertaining. Can be taken too far, and that's what we've realized in the fight game or
it's
any other
business.
Game.
It's only business.
Yeah. Not when you get your face beat up. But again, listen to us this weekend, breaking down UFC 231 on CBS Sports Radio. We're looking forward to it.
Maybe we'll do our first picks tweet in a while.
Yeah, yes, it's been a while. Sure I'll get a lot of them wrong, and that's okay. Also, don't forget Radio.com. We have our weekly, co-weekly, bi-weekly. It's not bi-weekly. It's 2 times a week we put our posts up there. And check us out, Radio.com, Sports Vertical. We are on there.
Twi-weekly?
Tweekly. It's Tweekly. So again,
it's a million-dollar idea.
Yeah, we all will be back again next week with more, but check us out again this weekend on CBS Sports Radio. He's Ike at Ike underscore CBS.
He's Hoff, Pete, the Hoff at
the Hoff.
I just screw up. We'll work together for 10 years. I'll screw up your name. At the Hoff, WFAN.
And go find us everywhere in the world on the interwebs.
Yeah, that's true.
See you.
Yep, buddy.